What started 6 years ago as a two-week purely local camp for kids with childhood apraxia of speech has now become an experience parents around the country seek for their children. There are kids here from Western Washington, from Canada, California, and New Mexico. They're parked around a table with WSU and Eastern Washington University communications disorder students. The children are doing an art project based around letters of the alphabet, with the students encouraging the children to say those letters. Amy Meredith is the camp co-director and a clinical professor in WSU's Speech and Hearing Sciences program.
The way Camp Can Do is set up is they have one-on-one time and they have group time. And so during the one-on-one time, they're working on their functional phrases so people can understand things that they really that are important for them to say. And then the group time, so for craft or making a snack, that's when we have them practice some of those phrases in a more naturalistic way. We also have them practice using full sentences to make requests, because typically these kids will leave out the little words or just say one word, so we're trying to also increase their sentence length while having fun.
Meredith says childhood apraxia of speech is a condition where a child might be thinking a series of words but is unable to move those words from his or her brain to the tongue in the right order.
So if I ask a child to tell me kindergarten, which is, as one kid pointed out, that's a very mean word for the first part of school because it's the hardest word to say. So if you ask a child with apraxia what grade they're in and they say kindergarten, it might come out Kindergarten, 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 and it's just... It's just not nice, because that's a lot of sequencing.
In 2 weeks, if it's pretty intensive, we do 2 30-minute sessions a day. You can see decent progress, I would say.
Natalie Hoegner is one of the WSU students who work with these kids.
The research behind the intensive therapy is that all of the repetitions will strengthen those motor pathways in the brain, and they should be able to make a lot of progress.
Some of these children have attended Camp Can Do for several summers. Meredith says their parents bring them and watch the sessions from an adjacent room.
There was a child who came last year, and he was fairly resistant, but the mom understood what we were doing, and this was a mom who did not have services nearby, so she learned the art tricks and worked with him all year long. And he got such a work ethic from that, and he came back this year with a better attitude, and he worked so much harder.
Brian Kenner brought his 11-year-old son, Isaac. Kenner says Isaac has worked with the WSU teachers and students since last year and has made significant progress.
The funny thing is I don't think he's ever really been lacking in confidence. It's just that we can better understand him. I mean, he would always make the effort, but he would get frustrated. And now his speech being more intelligible, there's a less frustration there for everyone involved.
For years, this camp has been one of the few in the U.S. for kids with apraxia. But this year's event may lead to a spin-off soon in California's Bay Area. Jenny McGee works for a private therapy practice called Speech Marin. She says her boss heard Amy Meredith speak about apraxia at a conference and wanted to learn how to replicate the camp near San Francisco. And so McGee is here soaking up lessons.
It really meets all the children's individual needs because they each have an assessment when they first come in. And so the therapy is really tailored to each child, which I really like. And I like that the camp is 2 weeks long, so they get a long time to practice each one of their goals. And then you see a lot of progress by the end.
Organizers of Camp Can Do will begin accepting applications for the 2019 camp early next year. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.